is the founding director of Empower House, an organization she uses to promote and midwife community media projects in countries all over the world. She has just launched her own podcast series titled Women on the Global Community Airwaves. Her guest on the debut episode was Maru Chavez, a founder and organizer of the remarkable feminist FM station Violeta Radio, based in Mexico City and heard online around the world.
Violeta Radio, 106.1 FM. Violeta Radio, 106.1 FM.
Stay tuned.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Welcome. My name is Birgitte Jallow, and I'm bringing you a new podcast series called Women on the Global Community Airwaves. It's a podcast series presenting and profiling in every episode one woman who has been a major mover in the community radio movement in her community, in her country, and within the life that she leads and the lives of the women and the men around her at the radio station in the community. In this episode, you'll meet Maru from Violeta Radio in Mexico City.
We need more and more feminism inside media. We need to put the essence of feminism in front of the society.
On Maru's initiative, this feminist station went on air in 2019. A few years after the community media finally became legal in Mexico. Maru shares with us why it is so important to have a strong feminist voice, many feminist voices, in a reality they live in Mexico. Come join us.
Hi, this is Maru Chavez from Mexico. I am a feminist and a journalist also. And I have been working in community radio last 25 years through the program of my organization, which is Salud Integral para la Mujer, CIPAM. In English, it's something like Comprehensive Health for women. My colleagues in CIPAM in 1991, they started to produce radio programs for a public radio station in Mexico City because they considered at that time that it's important to get the mass media to spread the work and the ideas and the goals of feminist organizations at that time.
You started out in a public radio, but you didn't continue on the public radio.
Yes, we were broadcasting 14 years in one public radio station. At the same time, we were fighting for the recognition of community radio in Mexican law. So finally, in 2013, we had a constitutional reform which include the recognition of community media and indigenous media in the law, in our constitution, that this is very important. Then Finally, after many years, I went to my colleagues in the organization, in CIPAM, and said, I think that now we have the opportunity to have a whole radio station dedicated to feminist issues.
Woo!
Yes. And we said, well, we want to organize a whole feminist radio station. I proposed too that we should invite some other organization. They say, oh yes, this is very good, and they accept the invitation, and then we start the process to get the license, and well, we are here in this part of the history, already running a feminist radio station in Mexico City since 2019, when we finally put on the transmitter.
Violeta Radio, 106.1 FM.
Now with Radio Violeta, what is your experience of the importance of having a women's radio for the women broadcasters?
Well, as I think that media are platforms for expression, I think that having a feminist radio station is kind of a channel through which voices of women will be spread to the society. I mean, it's a way of putting our voices, our ideas, our issues inside the society for global conversation, local global conversation, I mean.
Yes.
So for me, media are platforms for expression.
Exactly. And with this platform for your expression, with your voices and your issues, when you flip the dial and you end up in Radio Violeta, how do you hear that this is a different kind of radio channel, radio platform?
I think that there are characteristics that people who is moving the dial will listen to this, because well, we have the music programming is completely different related to other stations in Mexico City, because we have music from all over the world. But specifically, the music is made by women in any time, in any gender, in any, we really have a very plural scenario of music. Yes. And secondly, you will listen our voices as, to say something, as normal voices. I mean, we don't have this style of speakers for commercial media. We are talking just like we talk everywhere, always, every day. Yes.
Lovely. Yes.
And third, of course, you will listen the speech and you will notice that we are talking about issues that usually commercial radio stations don't speak about. So I think that these three characteristics are the main characteristics that we will have as integrated speech, and then you will listen to a different radio station.
I can imagine. Maru, now we talked about the broadcasters. What about the sources, the women you interview, the women you give a voice? How has Radio Violeta been different from for them?
Yes. In general, we have had in last 3 years many women participating, being interviewed in Violeta, and they are always very thankful because in other ways they will not have any chance of speaking in the radio station or even television. So for them it's very important. But, as I said, we have a very small team because we don't have many money to pay for producers or for speakers or for editors, etc. So the technology have been very important for us because we can have interviews as for instance about Chilean elections or about what is happening in Afghanistan or about what is happening in Ukraine or Russia, and all these sources are women who are interested or are studying the international situation. So this kind of sources are involved in feminism in those countries, etc. And we are using all the technologies that we have close to us to contact these women and to have their voices in Violeta.
Yes. And what does this mean for the listeners? How has this changed something for them that Radio Violeta now exists?
Well, actually, we don't have yet a study or a research about our audience, but we have some comments in our social networks. We have received many good comments. The most of them are good comments. Sometimes, but very few times, we have some critics like, you are pushing assassination of babies related to abortion or something like that. But this is very few. We have very good comments in our social networks.
On Wings, you're listening to an interview with Maru Chavez, a founder and organizer of the feminist community station Violeta Radio, which airs on FM in Mexico City and also streams around the world. Programming on the station includes indigenous language shows, informative interviews and intense feminist discussions in Spanish, government advisories, and uninterrupted streams of super eclectic music in a wide range of languages and genres. In Mexico City, it's found at 106.1. It also streams on several apps, including Radio Garden and at violetaradio.org. Again, here's podcast host Birgitta Yallo.
Could you give some examples of what your listeners are saying?
First of all, when we organize a presentation of the radio station in a museum, we had 300 people there because they wanted to know about the project. And it was very exciting because I thought that we will have just some few people, like 20, 50 interested in it. But in reality, we had 300 more than that, because the place was not big enough to people go in. But we had more than 300 people listening about our project. People really were interested in it. Well, we received, for example, that this program is very interesting. I never have listened something like this in another station. I want to know if you have a podcast, because I would like to listen more about it or listen again this program. Yeah, we don't know exactly how many people is listening to us. I have a number like 150,000.
Wow.
yes. In Mexico City, because the city is very big. So this is related to the media itself and to the feminist issue. Is a very big audience. Related to Mexico City is not so big. But anyway, I think that it is good enough.
Yeah, wow.
To spread our issues, yes.
How did you manage to get this radio up and running? And what would your advice be to women in other countries if they wanted to do something similar?
First of all, we need to be clear that we have something to say. And secondly, we need to have for our work. I mean, we need to have the infrastructure for the radio station, and we need help for people, for women who are working it. I'm very, very how do you say, surprised how we can work with very little money. Really, really, we are working with very little money, almost with nothing. But that doesn't mean that I think that this is good. Because no, we need resources. We need money for work. So, but first of all, we need to be clear that we can construct new narratives in media, and these narratives are our women's narratives. And I think that if you are clear with that, so we can start. And on the way, we can get some resources to continue.
Fantastic. I wanted to ask you, when I have talked with other women over the years about women and media and so on, several women have said women will simply have to reinvent communication. And I think that is what you're talking about when you talk about women's narratives, when you talk about the style that you do your programs. So you are actually reinventing communication in Radio Violeta.
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
think is the core reason for this fantastic success that you are having?
Yes, I think that we are. Sometimes I spoke with women, young women who was participating in Violeta, and I said that I think that we are in time, because in Mexico last years the feminist movement is very active, very bad situation in Mexico related to violence. So women, especially young women, had to organize themselves, to protect themselves, to help each other. This time we have a very good conscience that we need to move on. And I mean, some decades ago, to call itself feminist was not very good. And now I think that we could change the meaning of this word. But in the center is that we are working together to get a better place to live in Mexico, because we have, in the other hand, we have a very dangerous country. Yeah. I mean, we are talking about girls and young women disappearing, being assassinated, kidnapping. So we need to talk about this, and we need to be together to work on this, to be safe. And I think that Violeta just is like kind of response to this context, and that's the reason why we have this opportunity to be media which is really taking the issues on its hands.
This is really powerful, Maru. I was thinking, do you have any examples of things that have changed in society in Mexico City, or in the way things are debated? I mean, you are also agenda setters.
I think that we will see results of this in 5 or more years. But I can tell you that as I already said, that this is a long-term work, because CIPAM start to broadcast actually in 1991 in a public radio station. And in some year, we did research about the impact of our program. And the research was done by a professor of the university, in the UNAM, the National University, and interviews, deep interviews with listeners of our program. And they say that they have changed their life, that the program was very important for their life. So if I just can take this as an example, because I am thinking that if one program was important for listeners, so the whole radio station will be more important for more listeners. I think so.
Wow, Maru. I think all has been said, but is there something more that you think we didn't cover that you would have liked to share?
No, I just appreciate your interest in this, in listening about how we are constructing, how we are building all this new, for me, really, is a new kind of communication. Because this is our, gift to the society. Feminist is a kind of philosophy, and we feminists, we can give this to the society. I think that feminism is, and first of all, feminism look for the freedom of women, but at the same time, look for the freedom of humanity and the freedom of this planet. So I think that, yes.
Well, Maru, thank you so much for this.
Thank you very much for you too.
Thank you. Thank you, Maru. Bye-bye.
Bye.
In Kigali, she wakes up. She makes a choice. In Hanoi, Nata Ramala. In Tangier, she takes a breath. Lifts up her voice. In Lahore, La Paz, Kampala. Though she's half a world. Something in me wants to say, we are one woman, you cry and I hear you.
Wings thanks Brigitte Yalo for the use of her podcast interview with Maru Chavez. This was the first of her growing series titled Women on the Global Community Airwaves. You can find and listen to more episodes and learn more about her work on her website, empowerhouse.org. The theme song for the podcast series is One Woman. It was created in 2013 for UN Women and performed by 25 musicians from many countries. Thanks also to All Wings supporters, including your local community radio stations, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose most recent book is The Gift in the Heart of Language, The Maternal Source of Meaning. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.